More than 73,000 students currently enrolled in U.S. high schools have come from other countries. The statistic is one of the findings of a report released this month by the Institute of International Education. The report finds a huge increase in the number of international students enrolled directly in U.S. secondary programs, which more than tripled from the fall of 2004 to the fall of 2013. The International Institute of Education is the same organization that each year releases a report on international college and university students in the United States in the annual Open Doors Report. Daybreak Asia's Ira Melman spoke via Skype with one of the researchers on the high school report. Rajika Bhandari is Deputy Vice President of Research and Evaluation for the Institute of International Education.
There were some really surprising parallels between the trends that we see for international students at the post-secondary level and students coming in at the high school level. And that's similar to what we see for colleges and universities, that really when we're looking also at secondary level mobility, the scenario is dominated by students from Asia. Most of them, among the Asian students, most of them tend to be from China and South Korea. And now one of the interesting differences, however, when we're looking at students from Asia and as we're comparing and contrasting trends at the post-secondary level and the secondary level, is that the one group of students who did not really figure in the mobility picture at the secondary level are Indian students. So there were some interesting parallels, but then there were also some key differences where you, if you're looking at Asian students as a group, the group that we don't find coming to the U.S. at the secondary level is students from India.
Why is it that Chinese students, other Southeast Asian students, are in greater numbers coming to study in secondary schools? What are the chief reasons behind that?
I think the chief reason is that it is a sort of trickle-down effect of the same factors that we see at the higher education level. Chinese students, and I would go so far as saying most Asian students, but certainly students from China, students from South Korea, are extremely focused on academic rigor, on obtaining a high-quality, competitive global education. And that's one of the reasons, key reasons, that drives many of them to seek an overseas education at the post-secondary level. However, what we are now seeing is that these students are possibly trying to study overseas at a younger age because they might perceive that it'll actually help position them better and to be more competitive as they try and gain entry into U.S. higher education. So it's really serving the fact that they're coming to the U.S. And I should mention that many of the students from Asia are obtaining full diplomas from a U.S. school. Clearly indicates that their intent is perhaps to then use that as a pathway to then apply to a U.S. institution. We know from our interviews with various schools that that when Chinese and students are looking at different schools and trying to decide between different secondary schools, they're really, really focusing on what might be considered a handful of indicators of academic rigor. So they're looking at how many AP classes a school offers. They're looking at what might be the average SAT scores. And they're looking at what sorts of colleges and universities students from that school are likely to get admission to. So really, they're looking at all of those aspects which make them very competitive in terms of obtaining a higher education in the U.S.
Now, a lot of foreign students have matriculated in public universities in the United States. Is that the same case in this study for secondary schools?
No, it's in fact the opposite. Most international students coming to the U.S. at the secondary level are based in private high schools. And there are a couple of very clear reasons for that. The overarching reason is that for those students wishing to obtain a full high school diploma from a U.S. school, and we know that that's 67% of all international students coming at the secondary level, for those students, they can actually not do that at a public school because current immigration regulations will not permit them to remain at a public high school for longer than a year. So most of them are really looking to private schools where they can gain admission and then stay there for the requisite number of years where they can actually matriculate and get their diploma.
Rajika Bhandari, Deputy Vice President of Research and Evaluation for the Institute of International Education, speaking with Daybreak Asia's Ira Melman.